Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Our gospel reading this morning that I'd like to consider with you as we celebrate the Reformation, but also the culmination of our stewardship emphasis this year, is from Luke chapter 19, the story of Zacchaeus. He, Jesus, entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is God's Word. Please be seated. So today we want to think about this gospel reading around a dual theme. We're talking, of course, in our stewardship emphasis about giving out today, as that's part of what we've been doing for the last few weeks. But it's also Reformation Day, which is a theme that really gets Lutheran adrenaline flowing. But is there a connection between these two themes? I think there is. Giving out is a part of a triangular theme that we've been talking about, whose other two corners are giving up and giving in. Giving up, we give of our resources up to the Lord, just as that sinful woman did who anointed Jesus' feet. Giving in, we give inwardly on for the benefit of one another in the body of Christ, as we uphold and encourage each other on our walk toward heaven. And giving out, which is today, we give of our resources to reach out to this world around us that doesn't yet know that Jesus is the one and only Savior of this world. The Reformation was theological, yes, and those who stood with Martin Luther contended for the Word of God as the only norm and source for Christian teaching and practice. But the Reformation was also missional. Its great strength was that this magnificent theology was so effectively spread around in a world that so desperately hungered and thirsted for it. And Luther used every resource at his disposal to keep the message straight, first of all, and then to get the message out, as our Dr. Al Berry used to say, a former synodical president. But Luther did so much. He wrote pamphlets, he composed hymns, he disseminated his sermons, he prepared catechisms, he traveled, he translated the scriptures, he preached, he lectured, he put his own life on the line, he worked tirelessly, employing his considerable mental faculties, his financial resources, and even his musical gifts, and even his own health, to give out to the world this great good news about Jesus. And now on the day that we celebrate all of that, we read the story of Zacchaeus, a Jewish man who, in the opinion of many of his fellow Jews, had sold his soul to the devil. He had become a tax collector for the despised Romans, a job which, in addition to supporting the occupying enemy, was also fraught with corruption, and everybody knew it. But suddenly, at the end of this text, the word salvation shows up in the story in reference to none other than Zacchaeus. And the word implies, of course, a relationship with God that Zacchaeus could not possibly have effected himself. He could not have accomplished it. Being saved, by definition, is a passive thing. Somebody reaches down to you, and they do the heavy lifting to pull you up out of the pit. Zacchaeus was saved. It was Reformation Day at the home of Zacchaeus, for the Savior reformed that man into something completely new and different. Little did Zacchaeus know that day when he came down from the sycamore tree and had Jesus over for dinner just how radically his life was about to change. Despite all the justifiable grumbling of his fellow Jews, you know, he's a sinner, he's a thief, he's a turncoat, all of which was true. Yet despite the truth of those words, the grace of God intersected that day with Zacchaeus's despicable life. And for the first time since Zacchaeus perhaps had become a tax collector and had abused that position to steal from people, this Jesus didn't bring up his disgrace and throw it in his face to denigrate him and to diminish him, but Jesus brought it up so that he could remove Zacchaeus' disgrace by the forgiveness of his sins. And perhaps that is what clued Zacchaeus in as to the true identity of Jesus. His disgrace had been removed, just as God had said he would do through the prophet Isaiah, back in Isaiah 25, where it says, he will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. And the response of Zacchaeus demonstrates that he fully understands what happened to him that day. He had been saved. He had been reformed. His life turns 180 degrees. And now he starts to give out instead of just taking in. You can see this new way of life and the effect that this has all had on him in the way he handles his money. Dr. Richard Halverson was the chaplain of the United States Senate from 1981 to 1994. And he once proposed to the senators in the Senate chamber that there is a correlation between the development of a man's character and the way he handles his money. In other words, he said, your giving gives you away. Well, Zacchaeus' giving certainly gives him away. As one who had received the redeeming gift of God's one and only Son, and now he expresses the new reality of his life by himself becoming a generous giver. Can you imagine that the day in Jericho when Zacchaeus goes around and knocks on doors and he's there not to collect but to give? But that's what happened. Suddenly the tax collector wants to give out to others. And so we read in verse 8, he says, Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, half the goods I give to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold. Amazing. Hey, this kind of giving is more than an attempt to soothe a troubled conscience, or to quiet the critics, or to try to balance the scales against one's sins. This is a kind of giving that Jesus himself connects directly to salvation. It is the kind of giving out to others that Martin Luther described as a Christian life of both faith and charity. Charity, giving to others. Zacchaeus gives out because he's been found by the Savior who seeks and saves that which was lost. And that is so important for us to note and so comforting for us. You know, like Zacchaeus, the default orientation of our lives is to take care of ourselves with little or no regard for others. That's the orientation that I was born with and that you were born with as well. By nature, we are all very short of stature in that respect, that we don't have the vision to see one another and their needs. We're only thinking about ourselves. The inclination of my life is to assert my will and my ways without any regard for you. And the final tragedy of this orientation is that we direct that also to our God. I will have life my way and according to my will without any regard for God's way or God's will. It is a life that always ends in destruction unless you are saved from it. Zacchaeus was saved from it. And the entire orientation of his life changes. It's what St. Paul described. He said, if anyone is in Christ, the old has gone and behold, the new has come. Giving out to others is just the natural way that Zacchaeus wants to express this new orientation of his life. This despised tax collector who was so short of stature that he could not see the needs of anyone else, all of a sudden he towers up out of the pages of Scripture as one who cared about others. He teaches us about the connection between the treasure of my life and the orientation of my life. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Your giving gives you away. And so today we reflect on the Reformation that was begun by Martin Luther, and further back in time we reflect on the reformation of another very small statured man by the name of Zacchaeus. And in both cases, it is nothing short of amazing what happens to people when the grace of Christ intersects with their lives, and he saves them, and he reforms them into something completely new. Gives them an entirely new orientation for their lives. That was certainly the case for Martin Luther. He got a new orientation for his life when grace intersected with his life. You know, from little on, Martin Luther was always afraid of the righteousness of God. A righteousness which his church had always taught means that God in his righteousness will punish all of you who are unrighteous. But Luther knew that he could not be righteous as an achievement of his. No matter how hard he tried to honor and obey the law of God, he could never measure up to that standard. He could never be righteous. And so he says he grew to hate and to despise and to fear this righteous God whose judgment he could not escape. Until one day, he was preparing a lecture as the professor at the University of Wittenberg. Lecturing on Paul's letter to the Romans, he came across Romans 1:16-17. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. And the light came on for him. Righteousness, it turns out, is not just an attribute of God. It is a gift of God to us, revealed for us in the gospel to be received by faith. God in Christ shares his righteousness with us, giving us the victory over our sins. We are saved by receiving righteousness, not by achieving righteousness. Righteousness is alien to us. I know it is to me. I can feel it. Righteousness is alien to my natural being, and yet righteousness is bestowed upon me and upon all of us who trust the gospel of Christ's doing and dying and rising. This blinding insight completely reoriented Luther. He called it a conversion experience. Christ came to Martin Luther's home that day, just as he had done for Zacchaeus, and saved him, set him free. Luther described it this way. He says, all at once, I felt as though I had been born again and entered into paradise itself through open gates. Boy, Zacchaeus could have said those same words. And then Luther went on to say, immediately I saw the whole scripture in a different light. The phrase of Paul, the righteousness of God, was for me the very gate of paradise. And from that day on, Luther dedicated his life to giving out to the world with every resource of his being and body and mind and life and purse, the good news that righteousness is not an achievement. It is received by faith in Christ. We honor Luther and Zacchaeus, and most of all, we honor Christ when we do likewise. And we use the available resources of our lives, whatever those may be, to give out to others the treasure of this gospel, and thus to carry the Reformation forward one precious soul at a time. Rise, shine, you people. Let's rise as we sing together again the final two stanzas of hymn 825. Come.